Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Samach. We left off on daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. We are at the fourth wide line on daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Last word on the line on daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. So today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Also by the Snitau family, Lizchusur for Shalema, for Ben Brafman, Binyamin, Ben Rachel Ishlev, Rufu Shalema, Bekarov, also by Shira and Meir Simcha Stromer, B'Shevach Voda LaKadosh Baruch Hu, in honor of the birth of a baby girl yesterday, Mazel Tov to Meir Simcha and Shira Stromer on the birth of their daughter. So we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding at Amar Rav Ashi, at the very last word in the fourth wide line of Daf Nun Tesem Beis. So the Gemara is going to start with a contradiction of whether a taba'as sheyesh le'echosam is considered a takshit. We're still discussing different things that people would wear and whether you're allowed to wear them out to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. So we're going to have a contradiction about the status of a taba'as, a signet ring, a taba'as sheyesh le'echosam, and we're going to have three ways of resolving that contradiction. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the needle that the Mishnah spoke about. The Mishnah spoke about going out the machat she'eino nekuva and why such a needle would be a tachshit, what its function is as a tachshit. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to give us more items that you can't go out with on Shabbos, but migzeras chachamim, because all of these things are only not a real masui, but they're a gzera. And primarily what we're going to talk about in this daf is the first item that the Mishnah mentions, which is a sandal hamasumar. It's some type of shoe that has nails protruding from the bottom of the shoe. The Gemara is going to tell us three stories that led to such a gezeira that you're not allowed to wear a sandal amasumar on Shabbos, and we're going to discuss a lot of details related to the sandal amasumar, including different types of shoes that are not included in that gezeira of sandal amasumar. So that's going to be the majority of the daf on the discussion of the sandal amasumar. So let's begin. Again, the end of the fourth wide line on Daf Nun Tesem Beis, Amar Rav Ashi, Hai Risuka, a certain type of belt that a woman would wear, I Isle Mefarchiyasya, if it has straps on it that you tie it on with, Shari, then you're allowed to go with it on Shabbos, and we're not afraid that those straps might become undone and that it's going to fall, and that she'll come to carry it. But Vilo, if it doesn't have any straps, then Asir, then you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, because we're afraid it might fall off, and then she's going to end up carrying it for Amos and Rosh Hasharabim. V'lo b'katla. We said a woman's not allowed to go out with a katla. So my katla, what does that mean? So minakta paris, it says the Gemara, it is a decorative beged that's decorated with gold that goes over her shoulder area over her heart in order that whatever crumbs she's eating shouldn't fall on her clothing. So it's sort of like a bib or an apron that protects her clothing from whatever it is that she's eating. So it's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because we're afraid she might take it off to show her friends. Nizamim, and she's not allowed to go out with nizamim. What kind of rings are nizamim? Nizmei af. This is referring to nose rings because there's a concern that she might remove the nose ring to show it off to her friends. But earrings are normally covered by the hair that's hanging down over her ears anyway, so it would be a bigger tircha to remove them, and therefore we're not concerned that she's going to remove the earrings. Good. Then the Mishnah said that she's not allowed to go out with a ring that doesn't have a signet on it. And if she does, she's pater from mechatas because it's a tachshit. But the Chacham made a gezeira that she might come to, it's asr to do it, midrabanan, because they made a gezeira that she might come to take it off to show it to somebody else. So the Mishnah spoke about a tabas she'ena le'achosam. And what would the din be if there's a tabas she'yesh le'achosam? So says the Gemara, a simple diuk. Hayesh le'achosam, it would be even worse. Chayeves, she'd be chayev chatas, it would be a real issur d'oraisa of walking around with a tabas that has a chosam on it. Alma lav tachshitu, apparently, we do not consider a tabas that has a chosam to be a tachshit. It is not a tachshit, it's a masui. So ask the Gemara Ruminu, but I'll ask you a stira. There is a Mishnah Maseches Kelim where the Mishnah lists tachshitei noshim tameim, that that various tachshitim that women wear are considered to be tame. They're mekabel tuma. They have a din of kalim that are mekabel tuma. And ve'eluein tachshitei nashim. What counts? What are in the category of tachshitei nashim? So the Mishnah identifies katlaos, nizamim, vitabaos, vitabas, bein sheyesh alechosam, bein shein alechosam, v'nizmeaf, and those rings also. But from the fact that on this list is the tabas that's yesh alechosam, on a list of tachshitei nashim, this is a list of things that we're identifying as tachshitim, as things that are not a masri, that are a tachshit. So you see that it is a tachshit, and that's against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah only said that if it's ein alechosam, it has a din of a tachshit, but if it's the implication being that if it's yesh alechosam, it does not have a din of a tachshit. So that's the stira. The Gemara is going to have three resolutions to the stira. Resolution number one: I'm Rabbi Zeira lo kasha. Ha Rabbi Nechemia. Our Mishnah is assuming like Rabbi Nechemia, who holds that the primary component of the tabas is the chosam itself, and therefore the person's das is about the chosam, and the chosam is certainly not a tachshit for an isha. The signet itself is not considered a tachshit for a woman, because a woman typically doesn't sign important documents and send shluchim with something that requires a special seal. So therefore, if she goes out with it on Shabbos, she's chayiv chatas. And ha rabbanan, the Mishnah Maseches Kelim is assuming like the sheet of the rabbanan, who assume that when a person wears a tabas that has a chosam, the das of the person is primarily on the tabas itself and not on the chosam. So the chosam doesn't detract from the fact that ultimately it's a tabas. And if that's the case, it's really a tachshit for an isha as well. And that's why the woman is not going to be chayiv chatos if she goes out with it on Shabbos. And that's why it gets counted in the Mishnah among those things that are tachshitim. Where do we find such a machlokas between Rabbi Nechemia and the Rabbanan, whether the ikar focus of a person who wears a tabas sheyesh alei chosam is on the chosam or is on the tabas itself? Titania, we have a brisa. He shall mateches. If the tabas itself is made out of metal, v'chosam shall almog, but the chosam is made out of almog wood, tamea, then it's mekabel tuma. Halach is pshute klimateches. If you have a klimateches that doesn't have a base kibul, it doesn't have a receptacle, it's mekabel tuma. So over here you have a combination of wood and metal. So do we view this as pshute klimateches or as pshute kliyetz? If we're pshute kliyetz, not mekabel tuma. If we view it as pshute klimateches, yes, mekabel tuma. So what does the braisa tell us? That if the ring is made out of metal, then it is considered a metal kli, because we look at the ring primarily. He shall almog v'chosam shall matachas. If the ring is made out of wood and the chosam is made out of metal, tahora, then it's not mekabel tuma, because the tabas is the ikur and it's pshutik liyetz, which are not mekabel tuma. Rabbi Nechemia mitame, but Rabbi Nechemia says that it's tame in such a case because the chosam is which is matachas is the ikur, and therefore it is mekabel tuma. I mean, Rabbi Nechemia says we don't look at the ring, we look at the chosam as the primary thing. So right there we have the machlokas between the chum and Rabbi Nechemia. Meaning, before we go on in this price, which we will for a couple of moments, you see very clearly that there's a machlokas when you have a tabas that also has a chosam. What's the primary focus? Is it the tabas or is it the chosam? And that's going to have ramifications for Kabbalah's Tumah if one is made out of metal and the other is made out of wood. But in our sugya, it has ramifications for whether it's considered a tachshit for an isha. Because if it were, if it's primarily something that's, if we're primarily focused on the tabas, then it's a tachshit for an isha. If we're primarily focused on the chosam, then it's not a tachshit for an isha. Shai Rabbi Nechemia Yomer, betabas halachachar chosma. When it comes to a ring, you always look at the chosam. That's the primary focus. But once we mention that, he mentions other kalim that have multiple parts to it, and which part is the ikur. Baal halachachar samlonav. When you look at the yoke that they put over an animal, so there's the piece that goes right over the back of the animal's neck. That's the primary part of the yoke. And then you have the side pieces that hold it on to the neck of the animal. Those side pieces, the samlona, those side posts that go down from the primary piece, that's the ikur. That's how you determine the material that the yoke is made out of. Bikolav halachachar masmrosav. If you have a board that you have nails or hooks sticking out of, so that you can hang, like a tie rack or like a shoe rack or something like that, you could hang belts and ties and things like that and straps on the board. So you look at the nails, the hooks. You do not look at what the material of the board itself. Even though the board itself is the maimid, it's what holds it up. But the primary function is the usage of the hooks. Besulam, when it comes to a ladder, if the rungs are made of a different material than the side posts of the ladder, halachachar shlivosav, you look at the rungs of the ladder. Ba'arso, when it comes to a scale, think of a typical scale like the symbol of judgment. So then halachachar shalosav, you look at the chains that hold each of the cups on each side of the scale, the chains that are attaching it, not at the main piece in the middle that holds the whole scale together. V'chachamim arm, the chum disagree with all of this, and they say hakol halachachar maimid. By all of these items, you look at what is the base, what is the support of the kli. So when it comes to the ring, the maimid is the tabas itself, which is maimid, the chosam. The chosam may be the primary functionality of it, but the maimid is the tabas itself. When it comes to the yoke, the maimid is the piece that goes on top over the animal's neck. When it comes to the ladder, the maimid is the side post. When it comes to the board with the hooks on it, the maimid is the board itself. When it comes to the scale, the maimid is the middle piece that holds both sides of the scale together. So bottom line is, it turns out that the tabas, the din of a tabas, yesh b'chosam, is tali in this machlokas, Rabbi Nechemya and the Chachamim, that the chamo, the tabas, is the ikar, and therefore it's considered a tachshit for women, and it's makabel's tuma because of that, and a woman who goes out with it on Shabbos is not going to be chayiv chatas, and according to Rabbi Nechemya, the ikar is the chosam, the chamo, that the tabas is the ikar, the Rabbi Nechemya is the ikar is the chosam, and therefore it's not a tachshit for women, and a woman who goes out with it on Shabbos is going to be chayiv chatas. So the Gemara said, okay, that's one answer to resolve the stira about a tabas yesh lechosam. The Gemara has two other answers. Rava amar litzdadim katani. Rava says when the Mishnah talks about tabas bein sheyesh lechosam, bein she'ein lechosam in Maseches Kelim, it's not all going on the first line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah started out by saying ve'elu hein tachshitei nashim. The following is a list of tachshitim. But by the time you get down to the line of tabas, bein sheyesh lechosam, bein she'ein lechosam, we're no longer listing things that are tachshitim necessarily. Litzdadim katani, you have to divide the Mishnah into two pieces. That first it tells us, these are tachshitei nashim, and it lists the katlaos, and the nezamim, and the tabaos. But then once it gets to tabaos, it says, oh, now it depends. Yesh lechosam tachshit ish. If there's a chosam, it's a tachshit for a man. But ein lechosam tachshit isha. If there's no chosam on it, then it's a tachshit for a woman, but they're both mekabel tuma based on the fact that it's a tachshit, but one because it's a tachshit for only a man, because for a man to have the signet, that's a significant thing. The woman is not so interested in the signet, so it's not going to be a tachshit for a woman. Only when it's ein lechosam is it a tachshit for a woman. So the Mishnah in Kelim actually conforms to our Mishnah that a tabash yesh lechosam is something that's not a tachshit for a woman. Mela, she's going to be chayiv chatas if she goes out with it on Shabbos. Then the third way to resolve the stira about whether tabas yesh lechosam is a tachshit for a woman or not, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar tuma a Shabbos karamis. You're asking a stira between a Mishnah and Kelim about the dinim of kabbalas tuma to the dinim of Shabbos. Tuma kli ma'ase amar Rachmana. When it comes to kabbalas tuma, you need something that is a functional kli in order to be makabal tuma. Ukliu, and therefore a tabas that has a chosam is a kli. But Shabbos mishum masu yam Rachmana. When it comes to Shabbos, the issue is not whether it's a functional kli or not. The issue is whether it's a masui. Ein lechosam tachshit, yesh lechosam masui. If there's no chosam in it, it's a tachshit, and you're allowed midaraisa to carry it outside on Shabbos, or to wear it outside on Shabbos. But if it has a chosam, then it's a masui, and you're not allowed to wear it outside on Shabbos. So it's a totally different geder. Even though we use the term tachshit, the same term in different places can mean different things. That's that's one of the klalim to learn Torah Shebal Pei. I think that Rav Shakta told us there's a rivet somewhere that goes through, just like we have Yud Gimel Midosh HaTorah SheBichsav is Nedreshes Ben that we say every day. There are Yud Gimel Midosh HaTorah Shebal Peh Nedreshes Ben, that there are certain rules you need to know about learning Torah Shebal Peh. One of the rules you need to know about learning Torah Shebal Peh is that the same word in different places means different things. That you'll have the word, the classic example of that is you have the word Chazaka. The word Chazaka in Shas means six different things in different places. So sometimes it sounds like the same. Sometimes you also have different words that actually mean the same thing, right? That's why a person has to have an understanding of the sugya. So says the Gemara, the word tachshit in different contexts means different things. So says the Gemara further now. We had said in the Mishnah that a woman is not allowed to go out with a needle that does not have a hole in one end, meaning is not a functional sewing needle. So apparently midoraisa, we said, but she's not chayiv chatos for that. So apparently midoraisa, it's mutter because it's a tachshit, and that's why you're not chayiv chatos. It's chatos. It's only aser midrabanan. So says the Gemara, why is it a tachshit? What's it ra'ui for? What kind of usage is a ra'ui for? Samar of Yosef, ol visha ogeres ba sa'ara. A woman will use it to hold her hair together. Amle Abayis, Abayis says, if that's the case, vitavi kibiris tahora vitishtari. Let it have the same din of some type of thing that women would make to hold their stockings up, that they shouldn't fall down, where we say that that you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. And over there, the Chacham never even made a gzeri midrabanan, that you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, because it serves a major tzniyos function, so a woman would never take it off in public, because it would be a tremendous breach of tzniyos to remove it in public. So since that's an item that is a tzniyos related issue, the chachamim were never goes there not to wear it. So if this needle, if its function is to hold her hair together, and without it the hair would all come out, so it's also a tzniyos related issue, and the chachamim never should have even been goes there. El tirgum ravad narsha kamed rav Yosef. No, the function of this needle is it helps in a woman parting her hair. So b'Shabbos l'may chazia, what could she use it for on Shabbos? On Shabbos, you're not allowed to part your hair. So amarava tas shel zav yeshla al rosha. The needle on the one end has a point, but on the other end it doesn't have a point. It has a golden tip to it. So b'chol chalekas basara, during the weekday she'll use it to part her hair, but b'Shabbos manichas. She exposes that golden tip as sort of a decorative piece that protrudes out toward her forehead. So it's considered to be a decorative piece of jewelry. Now we took for granted, based on Rashi's explanation of the Gemara, that you're not allowed to part your hair on Shabbos. That's why the Gemara was bothered that if it's primarily used for parting hair, what in the world would her usage be on Shabbos? You're not allowed to part your hair on Shabbos. So Tulsa says, how do you know that you're not allowed to part your hair on Shabbos? The Rosh says, if the reason is because of Talisha Sayer, that she's going to pull out any hair, it's not a psik reshe, it's a davar sheinu miskaven, and the halach is that a davar sheinu miskaven is mutter. So Magine Shlomo, he says, he points out that the makar for the Isser is a Gemara that we're going to have later on Daf Tzadi Dal. So he works on it to try to figure out an answer to Tosas Kasha. But the Tosas has an entirely different interpretation of the Gemara, that the Gemara's Kasha, when it says Lamai Chazya, was why would an Isha go out with a Machat She'in and a Kuva at all? So that's where the Rav Yosef says, Shogeres Basara, and Ravada says, Shachalakas Basara. So the Gemara is asking, on Shabbos we should ask that because it's not a malbush and it's not a tachshit, it's a masui. Not that it's aser to part the hair on Shabbos, but if why in the world would she would that be considered a tachshit to go out with on Shabbos? Okay, so those two interpretations of how to read that last bit of Gemara before the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah picks up with a continuation of a list of things not to go out with on Shabbos, but particularly things in this Mishnah that men are not allowed to go out with on Shabbos because of a Gezeiras Chachamim. So lo yetzeya ish b'sandala mesumar. A man is not allowed to go out with a special type of shoe that the straps are nailed in to the base of the shoe, but the nails are longer than the width of the base of the shoe. So the nails stick out on the bottom of the shoe. So it's like cleats or something. It would stick into the ground as you walk with it. So v'lo b'yachid, nor with a single shoe, b'zman she'ein baraglo maka, unless he has a wound on his foot and that demands that he wears one shoe. Sometimes you see someone walking around on like crutches with a massive cast or ace bandage around one foot, and he has a shoe on the other foot. So then it's obvious why he's wearing one shoe. But if you have a person who's perfectly able-bodied and both of his feet are functioning properly, so to wear one shoe, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Rashi explains why. So Rashi quotes Yerushalmi, that in order that people should not be choshed that he's carrying his other shoe in his pocket, and that he's violating an Isra of Hotza'ah. The other possibility, says Rashi, in the name of his Rebbeim, that people might laugh at him and mock him, and therefore he might remove the other shoe that he's wearing, and he might come to carry that shoe. So those are the two possibilities. Either because people are going to be choshed him that he's already carrying the second shoe, or maybe no, he lost the second shoe, he's walking around with one shoe, but he may prefer to walk around barefoot at some point rather than with one shoe because of the way people are gonna mock him and laugh at him, and then he's going to end up carrying the shoe that he's currently wearing. So v'lo b'tfilin, a person is not allowed to go out with tfilin either, v'lo b'kameya, nor a kameya b'zman she'enu min a mumcha, an amulet, if it's not written by a mumcha, if it's not written by someone who's an expert and knows how to write amulets that are valuable for therapeutic reasons. It's Rashi writes that it's a tachshit, it's like one of his clothing. The Magen Avraham points out in Siman Shin Ches of Kat Nun Zayin that the mashmos of Rashi is that if it's eino min amumcha, it's not a tachshit for a chola, and it's not considered to be echem mimalbushav. So then it would be a masui min haTorah, that would be chayev chatas. But the Magen Avraham points out, but you're still not chayev chatas because it could be that there will be some toelas from the kameya, and therefore misafek it's not going to be chayev chatas. Meaning when it's eino min amumcha, then we don't know that it's going to be ineffective. We just don't know that it's going to be effective either. And misafek, you're not going to be chayev chatas. Velo b'shiryon, now let it go out with some type of metal malbush that a person wears to protect, like armor that a person would wear to protect themselves. Velo b'kasta, nor with a small leather hat that a person would wear underneath a helmet that's in a suit of armor. Velo b'makfayim, not with the shin guards that a person would wear if he's wearing armor. But in all these things, you're not chayiv chatas because they are considered to be derech malbush, so it's not an isser daraisa, it is only an isser dirabanan. So says Gemara, sandal masumer my taima. Let's discuss sandal masumer, and this is what we're going to discuss from the majority of the rest of the daf. What is the reason that you're not allowed to wear this sandal masumer outside on Shabbos? So Amar Shmuel, shalafi hagzeira hayu, Shalfei Agzeira Hayu. There were people that were trying to hide during a Shas Hashmad. They were trying to escape the gzeros that the government had placed against them to be mevatel our religion. And so these were Shalfei Hashmad. In the old Girsos, it says Shalfei Hashmad. The Girsa that we have, Shalfei Agzeira, was the Diktuki Sofron points out was a censor changing the nusach over here, that it wasn't shmad, that they changed it from shmad to gzeira. The lashon of shalfi, they point out, is from shlofish na'alo, to remove a shoe. So these were people who were removing, slipping away. They were slipping away from the gzeira. They were hiding out. Vayunichbon b'ma'ara. So they were all hiding in a cave in order to daven and say kriya shma, because they couldn't be doing so publicly. Va'amru, and they said, whenever they made these secret minyanim, they said, whoever comes in can come in and make sure that no one's watching you. But once you come in, you can't leave because there might be enemies on the outside and you would never know that, and they'll see you when you leave and then they'll catch all of us. One of them started walking in, but his shoe got flipped around. So the side that had the heel was actually facing the front of his foot, and the side that where his toes are supposed to be was toward the back of his foot. So when he made footprints, it looked like someone was going in the other direction. So they thought someone left the cave, and therefore they were concerned that enemies saw the person leaving the cave and that it's going to be dangerous for everybody. And now the enemies are going to attack them. So they started, chaos ensued, everyone started running and trampling each other, and they killed each other with their shoes, with the nails at the bottoms of their shoes, Yosima Shahargu Bahem Oivim, more than the enemies were able to kill, because they were trampling all over each other and the enemies weren't even really attacking. So that was this terrible Maisa that happened with the Sandal of Masumar. Another Lashon Gemara says of a Maisa that caused this Isser of Yitzio with Sandal of Masumar, Rabbi Loi ben Elazar Omer b'ma'aro yoshvin v'shamu kol me'al gabi amara. They were sitting in the cave and they heard sounds from on top of the cave. Kasurna yishav aleim oivim. They thought it was the enemies coming. Dachu zeh bezeh v'hargu zeh zeh yosim mashargu ben oivim. So again, chaos. They pushed, they shoved, they trampled, and they ended up killing more of each other than the enemies would have killed anyway. Rav bari cheskel amar beveis haknesses so yoshvin v'shamu kol ne'achari beis haknesses. No, the story was they were sitting in a shul and they heard a sound from behind the shul. Kasurna yishav aleim oivim. Again, they thought it was the enemies. Dachu zeh bezeh v'hargu zeh zeh yosim mashargu ben oivim. Whatever your version of the story, when that terrible maisa happened, where people were trampling all over each other and they ended up killing each other, they said that's when they made a gezeira al yetzia the besandal hamasumar. Ihach, he says, but if that's the case, b'chol nami litzar, why don't we ask her on a weekday as well? Meaning it's got nothing to do with Shabbos. It just has to do with the fact that they trampled all over each other. Says Gemara, maisa ki hava b'Shabbos hava. The story happened on Shabbos, so they only made a gezeira in a situation that's similar to how the story happens. It says more biyomtov lishteri. So let it be mutter on yomtov to wear such shoes. Alama tanan. Why does the Mishnah tell us in Maseches Beitza that when it comes to yomtov, avelo sandal masumar velo minel sheino tafur, that you're not allowed to wear a sandal masumar on yomtov either, nor are you allowed to wear a shoe that is not sewn together because it's not usable until you fix it. But you see that even on yomtov you're not allowed to wear a sandal. So if it really has to be Dumi L'maisa Shahaya, then we should only make it in Isra on Shabbos, not in Yom Tov. Says Mar B'Shabbos my time up. De'ika kinufya. What is it about Shabbos that distinguishes Shabbos from a weekday in the sense of this gezeira? It's that on Shabbos there's a large gathering of people in Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos, and in that sense it's me'ena ma'ora. I mean, it's not about the day of the week. It's when we have gatherings similar to the gathering that led to this terrible tragedy. That's when it's going to be asur. When do we have such gatherings? B'yom tov nami ika kinufya. On Yom Tov also you have such kinufya. You also have such a gathering. Well, says Mar Tainis Sibur, Ikikunufya Litzar. By Tainis Sibur, also everyone gathers together in the Batei Knesios to daven. So then it should be Asur as well. So Maisa Kiava Bikinufya de Isura, Hacha Bikinufya de Atera Hava. Now, the story was where there was a gathering of people, but it was also an Isur Malacha on that day. And that's why that's what led to a large gathering, because no one was working. The reason there was not a large gathering on weekdays in shuls is because a lot of people were working. So people would daven earlier and would go to work or whatever, they would figure it out. But large gatherings happen on Shabbos because nobody's working. So on a Tainis, it's Kinufya Da'atera. Yes, there are gatherings, but it's not an Isser Malacha that brings about that gathering. So at the end of the day, the Gemara tells us that the Gzeira was on Shabbos because of the Maisa Shaya. And the Gemara just adds, Vafilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva da Omar lo asru el biyardin mesfino k'maisa Shaya. The Gemara says, Yom Tov and Shabbos are very similar to each other, to the extent that even if you hold when it comes to other things, that they only make a Gzeira when it's mamish an exact match, would agree that Sandal Masumar is asru even on Yantiv. Yantiv is close enough to an exact match of the situation that originally occurred. Who's the sheet that holds you need an exact match? Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva says in a Tosefta Maseches Parah that when it comes to the Mei Chatas and the Efer Chatas, the Chum said you're not allowed to bring it by boat. Why? Because there was a Maisa Shahaya where they brought it by a boat in the Yardain, and there was a Kazayis Mace in the Karkois Asmina that was lodged into the bottom of the boat, and it became Tame, and the Mei Chatas became Pasel. So so according to this Shita, it's only Usser to bring it by boat over the Yardain, and even be Yardain only by a Svina, because that was the Maisa. But to bring it any other way over the Yardain or over any other river, that's going to be Mutter, because it's not an exact match to the situation where there was a problem. So he would still be Moda that when it comes to the Sandal Masumar, that Yantif is close enough to an exact match. Because Hani Mili Yardain the shiny Mishar Naros, because ultimately the reason he distinguishes between the Yarden and other rivers is that the Yarden is different than other rivers. It has a different depth, it has a different width, and therefore he holds that other rivers are not included in the Gzeira. Aval Yom Tov and Shabbos ki ado dininu, but Yom Tov and Shabbos have the same exact dinim. Ditnan ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos elo achol nefesh b'lad. The only difference between the halachos of Yom Tov and the halachos of Shabbos is the dinim of achol nefesh. So Yom Tov is also considered a close enough match to the case that actually happened. The Tosas raises the question that we're going to say later on Daf Chav Dalid, that that's only according to Beis Shammai, but according to Beis Hillel that holds that in Yom Tov Havara is Mutter even Shalol Tzarech. So there's a big difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos, even in non Ochel Nefesh needs, even things that are Shalol Tzarech Ochel Nefesh, as long as there's a Tzarech Yom Ksas, that's what we paskin. So Tosas suggests that even according to Beis Hillel, Yom Tov and Shabbos are pretty much the same, because the only reason we allow shalol tzarech, lighting a fire shalol tzarech ochel nefesh, is because it was hutar l'tzarech ochel nefesh. So the ikr chiluk between Yom Tov and Shabbos is really only about ochel nefesh. It has other ramifications, mitoch shalol tzarech utinami shalol tzarech, but really there's only one chiluk between Yom Tov and Shabbos, and that is the area of ochel nefesh. So Yom Tov and Shabbos are considered to be an exact match with each other, and therefore the Gezerah is only going to apply on Shabbos. Now, the Yerushalmi raises the same question, why they only go there on Shabbos and not on a weekday. So the Yerushalmi has a cryptic line that's understood differently by different Achronim. The Yerushalmi writes, Lav Urche de Barnasha mehavale train sandalin chad l'chula v'chad l'shufsa, that it's not normal for a person to have two sets of shoes, one for a weekday and one for Shabbos. What does that mean? The question is, do you read that line bitmiha, or do you read that line benichusa? Do you read that line as saying, is it not normal to have one set of shoes for Shabbos and another set of shoes for a weekday? Or do you read that line as, it's not normal to have one set of shoes for Shabbos and one set of line for a weekday? So in the Karbon Eid on the side of the Yerushalmi, he says that it's not normal for a person to have two pairs of shoes and to have a separate set of shoes for Shabbos and for a weekday. Uh-oh, my internet just went out.
Yeah, he just left.
I didn't leave. I'm sorry about that. Somehow it conked out. I'm back. Okay. So the Carbon Ada explains that it's technology. You can't always rely on it. Carbon Ada says that it's not normal for people to have two pairs of shoes, one for a weekday, one for a Shabbos. And if that's the case, when they said not to go out with it on Shabbos, mimele, it means you're not allowed to go out with it on a weekday either, because the person's not going to have a second pair of shoes. So if he's not going to have them as his Shabbos shoes, he's not going to have a sandal masumar at all. He won't have it for his weekday shoes either, so they didn't need to make a gzeira for during the week. However, the Pnei Moshe says the opposite, that the Yerushalmi is saying, what, is it not normal to have two pairs of shoes? So since weekday shoes are different than Shabbos shoes, the Chum didn't need to make a gzeira on weekday shoes. They're entirely different types of shoes. The Chum only made a gzeira on the type of shoes that this actually happened with, and this didn't happen with weekday shoes. These two deos in the Yerushalmi, Lechora, are two deos in the discussion that Poskim have. There's a tshuva in Rav Pa'olim, Chelek Dalet, or Chaim Simon Yud Gimel, whether part of wearing Big Day Shabbos is to have Shabbos shoes also, right? Is Big Day Shabbos, certainly a person is supposed to have separate begadim for Shabbos. The Gemara is going to say on Kuf Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, Lo Yehe Malbushcha Shal Shabbos Kama Malbushcha Shal Chol. Your Malbush on Shabbos should not be like your Malbush on Chol. So does that include shoes as well? It seems to be two days in the Yerushalmi. Other posts can bring a raya, the Rav Pa'olim himself brings a raya from our brachos that we say every morning. We say a bracha of Malbush Arumim, and then a separate bracha, Shasli called Tzarchi. That Shasli called Tzarchi is about shoes. Malbush Arumim is about whatever is a Malbush. So if we're going to say your Malbush has to be different on Shabbos, that does not include shoes. It only includes the rest of one's outfit, the rest of the way one dresses. So that's what the Achronim point out, that this Yerushalmi is... this Yerushalmi may be a raya. One of the rayas also that the Achronim bring is from a Mishnah Maseches Ksuvos, that a person has to give his wife new shoes each Yantif. And Rashi says, the Gemara says over there, that the Tana is talking about a case where they live in very rocky terrain, and therefore a woman very easily and quickly ruins her shoes, because they get worn out very easily. So the Tana is telling us that on Yantif you give it to her so that she could have have Simchas Yantif, meaning you need to replace shoes 3 times a year anyway, so do it on Yantif, and that way you'll kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Your wife is going to need new shoes anyway, and she'll have it for Yantif. Well, why don't you have to give her 2 new pairs of shoes then every Yantif? One to wear during the weekdays, one to wear on Shabbos. Elamai, it must be that they had the same shoes for both Yantif and Shabbos. So that's a discussion that the Achronim have about the status of Shabbos shoes versus weekday shoes. There's another discussion that comes up over here, we'll just mention very, very quickly, and that is that there is a halacha in the Beis Yosef quotes to cover the knife, a minhag, to cover the knife when we bench. And one of the 2 reasons that's quoted in the Beis Yosef as to why we do that, it's a secondary reason, but one of the 2 reasons is that there was once a guy who he was benching, and he got to the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, and he got so upset about the fact that we don't have Yerushalayim that he stabbed himself with the knife that was on the table. So we removed the knife on the table for benching. So the Achronim write that we don't the minhag is that on Shabbos and Yantif we don't cover the knife. So why is the minhag on Shabbos and Yantif that we don't cover the knife? So the Taz says, you see from here, because the gezeira is only kedomel lemaisa shaya. So it must have been that the maisa shaya was not on a Shabbos or Yantif. So mela, they never made this gezeira. And brings from our Gemara that it has to match exactly the maisa shaya. Okay, back in the Gemara now. So Gemara discusses more about these nails that involve the sandal and masumar, and not all of them are included in this gezeira. Amar Rav Yudah Shmuel lo shanu el lechazik. That's only when these nails are made to attach the strap to the sole of the shoe. Avalanoi, but if the nails are there for decoration, mutter, then you're allowed to go out with it. Vekamalanoi, how many nails are considered to be decorative, meaning there are some that are needed to hold the shoe together. Rabbi Yochanan mechamesh bezeh, vechamesh bezeh, that if you have 5 on one shoe and 5 on the other shoe, then it's a noi. More than that is not lanoi and it's asur. Rabbi Chanina amar, sheva bezeh v'sheva bezeh, that that's considered to be a noi, and only more than that is going to be asur. So only if you have more than 7 on each is it going to be asur. Amli Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon bar Abba Azbara lach ledidi shtayim mikan shtayim mikan vachas petarsis yosav. Rabbi Chanina sholosh mikan v'sholosh mikan vachas petarsis yosav. Why would you have an odd number of nails? So he says, I hold that it's 5 nails would say because you would make 2 on the outer side and 2 and one on the top by the toes and 1 on the by the heel. 2 on the inner side between the in between your legs, one by the tops of the straps. And Rabbi Chanina would have 3 mikan, 3 mikan, and also 1 by the straps. So the Gemara asks, Meisvei Sandal Anota, if you have a shoe that the sole is not even, one side is thicker and the other side is narrower, so when you step on it, you're slightly on an incline, so you need to elevate that side by putting nails on that side. So Osalo Sheva, Divrei Rabbi Nassan, you make 7 nails to elevate that side of the shoe. V'Rebbe Matir B'Shlosh Esrei, and Rebbe says Mutter to have 13 nails. So the Gemara explains Bishlam the Rabbi Chanina. I understand very well according to Rabbi Chanina who says 7 Hudamar Rabbi Nassan. That aligns with Rabbi Nassan that 7 is Mutter. More than that's Aser. Ella Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, to Amar, Kaman, who's he saying like? Which time is he going like? So, Hudamar Rabbi Nurai, Detani Rabbi Nurai Omer, Chamish Mutter v'Sheva Aser. Rabbi Nurai says that 5 is Mutter, but 7 is Aser. So, Amalei Eifel le Rabbi Barbachana, Eifel is the name of a Chacham, said to Rabbi Barbachana, Atun Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan, Avidu Rabbi Yochanan, you who are Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan should do like Rabbi Yochanan, that only 5 is Mutter. Anan, Navid Rabbi Chanina, but the rest of the people from Bavel will do like Rabbi Chanina, that even 7 is Mutter. So now the Gemara is going to bring another Amora that also passes like Rabbi Chanina. Bai minei Ravuna meravashi, chamesh mahu, what's the din about 5? So amalu, afilu sheva mutter, even 7 nails is going to be mutter. Teishamai, what about 9? Amalei afilu shmona asr, even 8's going to be asr. Why would you skip straight from 7 to 9? Anything more than 7 is asr. Bai minei uratz ana merabi ami, a certain shoemaker asked Rabbi Ami, tfarumi bifnim, if you stitch it on the inside of the you make a shoe out of leather inside the sandala masumar mahu. Is it now mutter to go out with it on Shabbos? So Amar Leis, Rabbi Ami told the shoemaker that mutter v'lo yadana my taima, that I heard from Rabbi Yochanan that it's mutter, but I don't know why. So Amar Ravashi v'lo yadamar my taima, you don't know why. Keep it to the top from me b'fnim havle minal v'sandal goes v'erabanan b'minal lo goes v'erabanan. Once they sew a minal inside a leather piece inside, it's now no longer called a sandal. It's now called a minal, and the gzer was only made on a sandal. Not on a minal amasumar. Another suffix. Kalbus. Let's say they make it like a kalbus, that it has like two edges to it, and like a staple, I guess. You know, that has two edges that are connected. So mahu, what's the din? Is that included in the gzer of sandal amasumar? Samalei mutter. He says that's mutter. It manami aravaser b'chanina aso kmin kalbus mutter. Amar Rav Sheshes chipo kula b'mismaros kadesh lote karka ochal. Mutter, if you have the whole bottom of the shoe full of nails so that the karka doesn't get into it and ruin the sole, that's mutter. Tiny kavased Rav Sheshes. We have a brisa that says just like Rav Sheshes, lo yetze ish besandal mesumer, lo yitali mibayis mibayis, afilu mimita lemita, even if he only puts on the shoe to go from one mita to another mita in the same bayis, you're not allowed to do it. Aval metaltul nosa lechasus bo sakliv lusmach bo kira mita. But it's not muktzah. You're allowed to be metaltul it to support a kli, or to support a mita rather, or to cover a kli, and it's not mukse, it has the din of a kli. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Oser, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're not allowed to be metaltel even litzorech because of a gzeira that you might come to wear it as a shoe. So, nashu rov masmarosa, v'nishtayir bo arba ochamesh, if most of the nails come out, and you're left with only four or five, mutter, that's going to be mutter. Rebbe matirat sheva. Rebbe says mutter, even if up to seven nails remain. Chipo ba'ar milamata v'kavlo mismaros milamala. If you cover it with leather at the bottom and you set the nails on the top, mutter, that's going to be mutter because it's not similar to the sandal masumer that they made the gezeira on. Aso kamin kalbus, o kamin tas, o kamin yaseid, o shechifal kulubim mismaros, because they shall take karko chalto, mutter. Bottom line is, if you make it in any way differently than the original gezeira, you make that shoe any differently than they originally made it, that's going to be mutter. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Hagufa Kasha. We have a little bit of catching up to, but not terrible. So Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with actually, let's get to the two dots. So we'll take one more minute. Hagufa Kasha. So says Gemara, will that this itself is a stira, because Amrit, you said originally Nashu Rav Masmarosav Avagav Nishtar Beituva, that if most of the nails come out, no matter how many are left, even if there are dozens of them left, it's going to be mutter. But then he said that four or five are left, then it's okay. But more than that is not going to be okay. I'm Rav Sheshes lo kasha kan. That when we said originally that if most of them are gone, that it's going to be mutter, sounds like even if there are a lot left, that's talking about where the tips have been dulled, have been chopped off, but the nails have not been totally removed. Whereas when we say at the end that four or five are mutter, but more than that is not, is shenekru. That's talking about where it's totally removed. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow with Arba Chamish Mutter at the two dots. Have a great day, everybody.